I love the quiet.
Welcome to the Walk with God podcast. My name is Lee Elkins, and I'm the evangelist for the MacArthur Drive Church of Christ in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The purpose of this podcast is to generate simple lessons where those who find themselves strapped for time can listen to these short 5 to 10 minute podcasts while you are getting ready for work or for school. Ultimately, we want people to experience God in their lives, and sometimes we need encouragement in doing that. Maybe this will be the first step into more studies and a deeper relationship with God. It is my hope and prayer that we are all seeking God in our lives. Have you walked with God today?
Evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Good afternoon. It is Thursday, December 14th, and it's almost 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And today's going to be the 7th episode of the Walked with God podcast. I do apologize about missing last week. I just ran out of time. And so with that, I just unfortunately had to skip the week, obviously. But it's good to be back with you all. And today I hope to take just a few minutes of your time to talk about the Lord's Supper. And we're only going to focus on two issues, and I'm not going to say that one's more important than the other, but just two issues that I've been thinking about here recently. And so I want to talk about us considering the day that we partake of the Lord's Supper, and then also consider the elements that's actually listed within the supper. And so I want to start out in Acts chapter 20, Acts 20 and verse 7. I will be attempting to read out of the King James Version, and so we'll see how that goes. But Acts 20, verse 7, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." And so there's a lot of people who do not like to utilize this passage as authority for partaking of the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week. A lot of people say, well, what they're really talking about there when he mentions when the disciples came together to break bread, that he was referencing a common meal. And so I'll further elaborate on that in just a few minutes. However, I believe that's an erroneous idea. That's just wrong. Because for one, if you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, they have no problem understanding this passage in reference to the collection. "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." And so as you can see, just about any church, quote unquote, that people attend, they're going to be passing around that collection plate on every first day of the week. And in fact, with some groups, you may have that sucker passed out more than once. You may have, you know, your regular offering, if you will, whatever they call it, tithing or whatever, which is, that's not scriptural either. Anywho, that's another podcast. So they have it where they'll do that. Then they'll say, well, now we need to pass the plate around for the building fund. And so then they'll do that. And then they'll say, oh, well, we need to give the preacher, or if they're having a guest speaker, we need to give him a love offering. And so they'll do that. But here in this passage, they have no problem understanding upon the first day of the week, let every one of you. Upon what day? The first day of the week. What day is that? That's Sunday. Additionally, if you consider some of your more modern translations, except for maybe the Young's Literal, the Young's Literal actually says on the first day of every week, just as the New American Standard, the Legacy Standard Bible, which I believe that's a John MacArthur translation. I would stay as far away from that as possible. Either way, you've got that, you've got the ESV, you've got the New Living Translation, you have the Revised Standard, you even have the New International Version, all of them reference that verse there in 1 Corinthians 16 as on the first day of every week. So those translators seem to, they're wanting to suggest to the reader that, look, this was something that the disciples were doing upon every week. So you get back to Acts 20, verse 7, and upon the first day of the week. Well, how many weeks do you have in a year? What is it, 52? I may have just messed up my math, but we're just going to say 52 for the sake of the podcast. How many first days of the week are there in a year? 52. Every single Sunday is a first day of the week. So why do we want to play semantics and say, oh, well, that's really not what they were talking about. They really weren't talking about every first day of the week, or they weren't even referencing the Lord's Supper. That's hogwash. That is hogwash. Let's go over to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, and let's read 14 through 20. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them and said, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. So the elements listed here are the bread and then the cup, which we tend to make the argument that the cup there is a metonymy. It's a figure of speech. It's referencing the contents of the cup. It's not the container itself that's being emphasized. Jesus is not putting a point of emphasis upon the drinking vessel itself, that literal vessel. Rather, he's putting a point of emphasis on the contents of the cup. You see there in verse 17 and 18, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. How do you divide a literal cup? Did they have their own cups? Did they take it and pour some of the fruit of the vine from that cup to their own cups? Did they just take the cup and break it up into pieces? I mean, I know that's probably a comment that's unnecessary, but I mean, let's be real here. But also consider verse 18. Look at what he says. And this is why so many of our brethren need to understand this. Good brethren too at that. This is just a complete misunderstanding, and they overemphasize and add an additional element in what they want to emphasize. But in verse 18, he says, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the what? He doesn't say of the cup. He says of the fruit of the vine. And so that word there, it's being interchanged. It's being used because it's a figure of speech. And he took the cup and gave thanks. And then for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine. And then he goes, verse 20, likewise also the cup after saying. Well, what's he referencing? He's referencing clearly the fruit of the vine when he says the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And then finally, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And this will kind of shore us up. This will bring this all to a close. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be manifest among you, when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Well, then you go back to Acts chapter 20, verse 7, and when it says when they were gathering together, right? Acts 20, verse 7, upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to what? To break bread. Well, what's he referencing here? When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper, to break bread. It's a figure of speech that he's using. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. These people made the Lord's Supper into a common meal. They were selfish. They made it all about themselves instead of about the Lord's death. So verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, which he had supped, and saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And so the point that I want us to understand is that if we're not careful, we're going to miss the whole point and the whole purpose of the Lord's Supper. We will turn it into a common meal, and it will become something that it was never intended to be. And unfortunately, that's true for many. If you were to ask many quote-unquote Christians, do they partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, most of them would say no. I'm not talking about faithful Christians that are a part of the Lord's church. I'm talking about those who call themselves Christians who are a part of denominations. And they come up with all kinds of rhymes and reasons as to why that they don't partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. I think the reality is that they're just lazy. They're lazy. They are naive. They are placing their trust in their so-called preachers or pastors or whatever they want to be called. They're false teachers and they are heretics. And they need to stop placing their faith and their trust in them. They need to open up their Bibles and they need to read it and see it for their own very eyes that they are being force-fed a lie. What was it that we were showing until he comes? The Lord's death. We're remembering his death. We're remembering his blood being spread upon Calvary and him dying for our sins. That's what we're doing. We're not celebrating anything else. Again, we'll turn the supper into something that it was never intended to be. And I know I probably shouldn't say this, but this is more of a tongue-in-cheek comment. But if you go over to Ephesians chapter 4, you want to notice something that's not listed there in all of the one passages. Ephesians 4, starting at verse 4, it says, there's one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Not one time does it say that there's one cup. If we're going to make that one cup argument, we're going to have to go back and find that one cup, or as some would call it, the Holy Grail. And again, if we're not careful, we're going to turn the Lord's Supper into something that it was never intended to be. That includes the day that we partake of it. There's people that ask, can we partake of it on a Thursday? Can we partake of it on a Saturday or, you know, any other day? Well, what day do we see in the New Testament? We see the first day of the week. What are the emblems? What are the elements given? It's the bread. It's the fruit of the vine. Nothing else. Anytime we say cup, we're referencing the fruit of the vine. If we say the fruit of the vine, we're referencing the cup. The cup is not separate and apart in its own element, away from the fruit of the vine. So I hope that we all consider why we come together upon the first day of the week. It is to partake of the Lord's Supper. It's also to worship God in spirit and in truth. It is to sing songs of praise, to edify one another, to glorify God, to pray and to worship in spirit and in truth, to hear a lesson, and obviously partake of the Lord's Supper, and to also contribute so that there be no gatherings when a need arises. So I hope you all are able to take something from this podcast, to learn of it, to help better your walk in Christ, to help us in our faith. I hope you all have a great rest of the week, and I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. Please be careful while traveling these treacherous roads. These people do not know how to drive, especially here in Central Arkansas. With that being said, I hope you all have a wonderful day.